I don't usually like to say that you should do something, but today's going to be my second episode recently that starts with why you should do something. It's not that you should do this particular thing, but I want to share an idea of something that I've been doing in my life that's brought a lot of rest to my heart. So today, let's talk about why you should watch some birds. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. About a year ago, I started bird watching. My kids call it my old lady hobby. But I'll also say that when I sit on the porch and start watching the little birds hopping around, my kids will join me out there too. They enjoy it as well. I kind of feel like the birds that live around my house have become my little friends. In fact, recently in a women's Bible study at church, I talked about how I enjoy bird watching and described them as my little friends. And one of the ladies was like, "Oh, you sound like Snow White." Yeah, maybe so. But I almost feel like these are little friends who come back to my porch day after day. They build a nest right there. We share a home together. There's been a nest with eggs and the baby birds, both on my front and back porch every year for the entire time that we've lived here in this home. A few years ago, I watched one of these nests and learned a great lesson for my own personal life. I had watched this nest filled with eggs, watched all of the eggs hatched and saw these baby birds in there. And then there was one day that I noticed the baby birds were flying out of the nest. So I sat on the porch for a long time until I could watch one, and I actually managed to catch it on video and saw the last baby bird fly out of the nest. Well, this was about the same time that my oldest child was graduating high school and flying out of our nest. And so I started watching and made this observation of when those babies were all gone, where was the mama bird? She wasn't staying in that nest once her little babies were gone, once her nest was empty. Now, I'm not saying that I think we should not stay in our home once our children leave, but I think there's a life lesson for us to consider that once our children fly out of our nest, it's time for a new season of life. I was wanting to hold on to the season where all of my children were little and all of them were still in the nest with me, but that wasn't our season. It was time for me to move on to a new season. That's not actually what I want to talk about today, though, why you should watch some birds, but it might be as you're watching them that you would have some sort of realization like this that the Lord whispers to your heart. So I've been watching the birds lately. The past couple of weeks, I've noticed two different types of woodpeckers that are living in the woods right outside of our home. Getting ready to put up a blue jay bird house that my youngest son, Caleb, made for me. My other kids have given me a bird feeder. They've given me a field guide. I've gotten my binoculars, and I love just to sit in the porch. Toward the end of the podcast, I'm going to share just a couple of practical steps if you want to start this hobby of bird watching. But what I really want to talk today is how watching the birds reminds me of some ways I want to live. Watching the birds reminds me to be still. If I just sit in the rocking chair on my front porch for 5 minutes, watching the birds reminds me to slow down, to sit, to be still. That's something that I want to do on a regular basis in my life. If I'm not intentional, it's not going to happen. I'm going to guess your life might be similar. Something else that watching the birds reminds me is that I want to be observant. As I sit and watch the birds, I start to notice little details. What are their beaks like? What are the wings? What is their coloring? I'll get a field guide and look at different pictures of birds, trying to identify what type of bird do I see right now. And you have to pay attention to the details. So there might be several that are similar, but there's one slight difference in the shape of the wings. I want to be observant in life. I want to see people. I want to notice when people are struggling. I want to see when people are rejoicing, and I want to be able to join them in that. And it starts with being observant. Something else watching the birds reminds me of is that I want to be attentive. This is very similar to being observant, but when I think about being observant, I'm thinking about seeing. Seeing with my eyes, also seeing with my heart. But being attentive is about listening. I want to listen with my ears so that I remember I want to be attentive and listen to others with my heart as well. I've gotten this great app called Merlin that helps in identifying different birds. So there's several different ways you can identify a bird that you see. You can put in your location, the time of year that you see the bird, and then different features, visible features of the bird that you see. But there's also a sound identification part to this app. So you can just tap a button to record, and it starts recording the sounds around you and identifies different songs and different calls of the birds that it hears. So I love to keep I keep two different lists in a little notebook. I keep one list of the birds that I see, that I know that I can identify the right type of bird, but I also keep a list of the birds that my Merlin app tells me are somewhere nearby. I'm starting to learn to identify some of their different songs. But once I know that that bird is somewhere nearby, I start looking for it. But I have to be attentive to hear the difference in their songs and their calls. Just like I want to be attentive to listening to people. I want to listen to my husband, to my children, to my friends. Watching the birds also reminds me to be thankful. Just, I don't know, as I look at the birds and notice all the details, listen to their songs, enjoy the beauty that's right there outside my front door, I'm reminded of what an amazing, creative God we have. I'm reminded to stop and just stand and wonder at who He is and the creation that He has given to us to enjoy. I want to be thankful. And finally, watching the birds reminds me that I want to be trusting. You know, in Matthew, Jesus told us that we should look to the birds to remember that God takes care of them. And if God takes care of the birds, He'll definitely take care of us, His people. So watching the birds reminds me that I can trust the Lord. You know, the birds aren't worried about where they're going to find worms to feed their babies. They just do. I don't have to worry either. And you don't have to worry about how we're going to provide for our children, because God is our provider and He will show Himself as provider for our children as well. So watching the birds can remind us to be still, to be observant, to be attentive, to be thankful, and to be trusting. So if you want to join me in this very simple, restful hobby, it's pretty easy to get started. I'd encourage you to find this Merlin app, download it onto your phone, and just start exploring with it. And get a notebook. Start a list of what are the birds that you see, what are the ones that you hear. And after that, you could add a pair of binoculars. I have one that I keep on a basket that I can easily take outside so I can see birds that are a little bit further away. And also get a bird feeder, bird house, little bird bath, just different ways that you can invite the birds to come a little bit closer to you so you can see and enjoy this creation that God has placed right outside your home, wherever you might live. Today, I want to leave you with one step. It could be to start watching some birds. Just walk outside and listen and look.
Be attentive and see what you notice. But I think the step I really want to leave with you is to think through this list of being still, observant, attentive, thankful, and trusting. Which is the one you want to focus on living today? Choose one and then live it. I hope you'll join me next time as we continue considering ways we as homeschool moms can cultivate restful hearts so that we're able to care for our families. Until then, I pray that God fills you with rest and peace as you enjoy the creation that He's given you.